opening our show this week. That was The Female Beat from Winnipeg, from their brand new CD released just before Christmas called Sealed with a Kiss. And that was The Gypsy Moon Dance featuring Gail Koraluk on violin. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, над вамовну радіопередачу «Наш голос», яка передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. I'm Paulette Demchik-Macquarie, your host, known also as Pavlina in Ukrainian, and I am so glad to have you with me here on Nash Holos. Whether you're tuning in by shortwave, AM, FM, online, or in flight, or to the podcast, welcome, Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you. Vasil Pavlovsky will be by with an extended cultural capsule, and he'll be speaking with Montreal filmmaker Yuri Luhavei. We'll have our usual proverb of the week, of course, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, another Winnipeg group called Shum, and that means the sound of the wind. And here they are now with a song called Hey Zabava, and that is Zabava is a kick your heels up Ukrainian party. So here they are now, Shum.
Забава, забава до рання, гей, забава, забава цілу ніч. Ми гуляли, гуляли аж до рання, ми гуляли, гуляли цілу ніч. Гуляло моє мило понеділок, казало, що підемо по барвінок. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела, підманула, підвела моя мила. Ага, моя мила, до роботи, до кохання ти. Я прийду, все за тебе пороблю, все за тебе пороблю, моя мила. Ага, моя мила, до роботи, до кохання ти лінива. Як суботу я прийду, все за тебе пороблю, але ти собі лежиш, як кобила. Гей, забава, забава до рання, гей, забава, забава цілу ніч. Ми гуляли, гуляли аж до рання, ми гуляли, гуляли цілу ніч. Гуляла моя мила у вівторок, казала поцілую разів сорок. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела, підманула, підвела моя мила. Ага, моя мила, до роботи, до кохання ти лінива. Як суботу я прийду, все за тебе пороблю, все за тебе пороблю, моя мила. Кохання ти лінива, як в суботу я прийду, все за тебе пороблю, але ти собі лежиш, як кобила. Гей, забава, забава до рання, гей, забава, забава цілу ніч. Ми гуляли, гуляли аж до рання, ми гуляли, гуляли цілу ніч. Забава до рання, гей, забава, забава цілу ніч. Ми гуляли, гуляли аж до рання, ми гуляли, гуляли цілу ніч. Гуляла моя мила у середу, казала, що підемо по черету. Я прийшов, а кінь нема, підманула, підвела, підманула, підвела моя мила. Ага, моя мила, до роботи, до кохання ти лінива. Як суботу я прийду, все за тебе пороблю, все за тебе пороблю, моя мила. Ага, моя мила, до роботи, до кохання ти лінива. Як суботу я прийду, все за тебе пороблю, але ти собі лежиш, як кобила. Гей, забава, забава до рання, гей, забава, забава цілу ніч. Ми гуляли, гуляли аж до рання, ми гуляли, гуляли.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming, the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через веб-сайт cjsf.ca.
River Run Cottages is the perfect West Coast getaway. This unique bed and breakfast is just minutes from the airport, ferry terminal, and downtown Vancouver. Enjoy the romance of life on the river in one of four luxuriously appointed cottages. Get pampered, fed, and relaxed at River Run Cottages in Ladner. To book, call 604-946-7778, toll-free 1-866-947-7778, or visit riverruncottages.com.
помру, я зробив тобі труну. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела. Ти ж мене підманула, ти ж мене підвела. Ти ж мене молодого з ума зробила.
From their CD Fantasia, that was Saskatoon's Voloshki Singers with a traditional Ukrainian folk song about a very fickle flirt, and accompanied there by the unmistakable sounds of Ron Kahoot and Buria from Toronto. And before them, you heard also from Toronto, Zubrivka from their CD Znovu Vdoma, Home Again, and Tichavoda Kalamutna, Muddy Waters Flowing. Up next, again from Saskatoon, we have Teresa Sikirka from her brand new CD, Ukrainian Roots. And Teresa happens to be the sister of one of the Voloshki singers, or vice versa, I guess. Teresa, I guess, now is more famous than her sister, Christina. However, they both have a fantastic musical background and beautiful voices. Here now is Teresa Sikirka with, well, sort of a traditional tune. It's a tango, and tangos are not traditionally Ukrainian, they're Latin American, but the tango has been around, it's been a part of the Ukrainian music scene for almost a century. It was introduced into Europe in 1911 via Paris, and then during World War I, introduced to Ukraine via Odessa, and it's been very popular with Ukrainian musicians, composers, singers and dancers, and music lovers, wherever they may be, and there's no sign that it's about to disappear from the scene anytime soon. So here now is Teresa with one of the better known Ukrainian tangos, Hutsulka Ksenia.
Темна нічка гори вкрила, полонину всю залила, а в ній постать ніжно біла. Цю Ксеню в ній пізнав. Він дивився в очі сині, тихо спершись на соснині. І слова ніжні, любовні, до неї промовляв. Вуцулко, Ксеню, я тобі на треміті, лиш одні в цілім світі, розкажу про любов. Душа страждає, звук трембіти лунає, а що серце кохає, по гарячому жар. Вже пройшло гаряче літо, гусу іншу любив скрито, а гуцуку чорнобриву в останню ніч прощав. В черемоші грали хвилі, сумували очі сині, тільки вітер на соснині сумно пісню вигравав. Вуцулко, Ксеню, я тобі на треміті, лиш одні в цілім світі, розкажу про любов. Душа страждає, звук трембіти лунає, а що серце кохає, гарячому в жар. Любов, душа страждає, звук трембіти лунає, а що серце кохає, по гарячому жар.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Ойо, Полікриниченка,
сюда рудая.
Ой, Полікриниченка, хоп, сюда рудая, там холодна водиченка, ай-яй-яй. Ой, Полікриниченка, хоп, сюда рудая, там холодна водиченка, ай-яй-яй.
Ой, там Роман воле пасе,
сюда рудая.
Ой, там Роман воле пасе, хоп, сюда рудая, Катерина воду несе, ай-яй-яй. Ой, там Роман воле пасе, хоп, сюда рудая, Катерина воду несе, ай-яй-яй.
Ой, Романе, Романочке,
сюда рудая. Ой, Романе, Романочке, хоп, сюда рудая. Ай-яй-яй.
Ой, Романе, Романочку, хоп,
сюда рудая, візьми мене за жіночку. Ай-яй-яй.
Роман руди,
сюда рудая, поберемся буде пара, ай-яй-яй.
Роман воле покидає, сюда рудая.
Роман воле покидає, хоп, сюда рудая, Катерину стоганяє, ай-яй-яй. Роман воле покидає, хоп, сюда рудая, Катерину стоганяє, ай-яй-яй. Роман воле покидає, хоп,
сюда рудая, Катерину стоганяє, ай-яй-яй.
And Vancouver's very own Zelia, which means, incidentally, green magical wild herb. And that is from the first CD that this group recorded back in 1998. They've been around for quite a while. Originally got together in 1991 under the artistic direction of Beverly Dobrinsky. That song that you just heard was Oy Upoli Krenichenka, In the Fields There's a Well. As you can tell, it's done a cappella, and they have performed that song very, very many times in the local area around BC and the West Coast here, across Canada, and as far east as the Lincoln Center in New York City, and they're still going strong. And seeing as they started out 20 years ago, they've got a significant anniversary coming up this year, so hopefully we'll get Beverly on and talk a little bit about what Zelia has been up to over these past 20 years and what's in store for Zelia fans in the years coming ahead. Again, that was Zelia with Oy Upoli Krenichenka. Up next, a bit of a blast from the past. This is from a vinyl recording that I picked up back in the 1980s in Winnipeg at some closeout sale of some record store. I just vaguely remember. That's a long time ago now to remember details. At any rate, this was a treasure that I picked up. It is there's not much on it. It is just simply a burgundy-colored album, and no pictures, nothing. A bit of a gold label with a list of the songs and the title, which is Kolomeikas Volume 1. There are 10 Kolomeikas, and this one coming up next is Chom Dub Nezeleni, Why is the Oak Not Green?
Chom Dub Nezeleni, go to the Villa Cove, the Zurichane, just now in the Cove, the Zurichane, just now in the Cove.
водився стоя, молоденьких дівчат наводився стоя, молоденьких дівчат наводився. Хоче знати най, мене спитає, що дівчина мислить, як де ти дід має, що дівчина мислить, як де ти дід має. О, тепер нема що дівчині вірити, вона ти дід має, вже вміє турити, вона ти дід має, вже вміє турити. А як тим лідмає то школи ходить, вона за собою тири хлопці водить, вона за собою тири хлопці водить. Має то вже малюється, вийде на вулицю, то хлопцю сміється, вийде на вулицю, то хлопцю сміється. Як 15 має, то вже пітається, вона собі мислить, як її здається, вона собі мислить, як її здається. Не так, то дівчину, не так тобі буде, я від твої мами піде смежи люди, я від твої мами піде смежи люди. Треба рано встати, не будеш дівчину життя малювати, не будеш дівчину життя малювати.
Hello, I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, especially for Nash Holos. Today we are going to meet documentary filmmaker Yuri Lohovey. Recently, he has re-released the film he made in the late 70s called Ukrainians in Quebec on DVD. Yuri, it's been some time since that film came out. Could you elaborate for the listeners of Nash Holos some of the problems you encountered in the making of that film?
Well, first of all, I would like to thank you for interviewing me. It's a big honor. The main problem is always the same, actually. The possibility of doing research, good research, requires a library where you can find easily some photographs or some documentation, but we don't have a library in Montreal. At that time we didn't, and we still don't have it. The other thing is always money. The stumbling block is always finding the proper photographs or films. And if we don't have any library, so you have to go to individual people and ask around, which requires a lot of time. I remember when we didn't have any digital equipment, you would have to make an appointment with a lady or whatever that has photographs, like the Sosansky collection. He was a very prominent photographer in the early 20s in Montreal. Beautiful photography, very crisp also. And so you go on the lead and you phone the lady and you have to drive to her place and then she invites you for tea and she says, yes, I'll be willing to give you the photograph, but I have to find it first. I said on the phone, you know, prior to that, I said, make sure you have the photo, but she doesn't have the photo. So a lot of times you meet these lonely people and they, not to say anything against them, but it's a waste of time for me to drink tea with them in a sense, because what I'm interested in is the photo. I thought I'll just get the photo, go in, take the photo, remake the photo in black and white, because we would have to put it on the stand, put the lights on and everything, and then process the photo, process the negative, print the photo, then I would have to see how it came out, you know, if it's sharp or not. So I would always take different exposures and make sure I have it in good quality, you know. But, and then you have to blow it up on 8x10, and it all requires time, you know, so that's one lady. Then you have to go back and bring the photo, you know, so that's another trip and another tea after that. But in this case, and it happened like all the time, you would have to go a minimum of 3 times. To save one trip, I would start bringing my equipment to these people, the actual, you know, on their kitchen table, on the floor, whatever. I would reproduce those photos, you know.
So just to make one trip as opposed to making 2 trips.
Yeah, I would save one trip. I would save one trip because usually the first trip is always tea, and then the second time they will give you the photo. If I had to redo it, then I would go back a third time. As opposed to another film I worked on, let's say for the B'nai B'rith, we did a film for them where they had the history of their past presidents. We needed desperately photos of them. We needed one photo that represented the highlight of their year. We needed photos, let's say, 1930, 1935, 19 beginning of immigration. So we just go to the library.
And everything's in one spot.
Everything's in one spot by year, even by month. You had beautiful prints, 8x10 ready, you know. And so today, of course, it's a little bit easier with scanners. And this film, Ukrainians in Quebec, has so many photos. Unfortunately, I'm sure many of them disappeared because a lot of the family members didn't know what to do with them. And we didn't have a place where to store them. So we lose our history that way, in a stupid way, actually. I think we should have still some kind of depository in every center where people could hand in their photographs and sign them and try as much as possible, say what year it was, who are these people in the photographs. People took magnificent photos in the past, even weddings, somehow to save those photographs while we can. And being the 120th anniversary this year, I mean, I encourage so many people across Canada to try to save their family pictures or give some of them to institutions that maybe are willing to safeguard them, and, you know, or
and put them in some type of order that are accessible to people later on.
Absolutely.
This film, Ukrainians in Quebec, will be showing here in Quebec. Are there any plans on going out west with or making this DVD available to the general public?
Well, it's much easier with the DVD than taking a projector, and a lot easier now. You just pop it in your computer or during a class or whatever. I started that film when I finished my studies at Sir George Williams University at that time, which is Concordia today. Graduated in 73, and then I sort of tried to find my roots. This film came about because I knew nothing about the Ukrainian community, really. I lived in it. My parents were active in it, but myself, I was not interested in it. This film permitted me to sort of get to understand how Ukrainian community evolved. And I got interested more and more and more about Ukrainian things after that. And that's why I continued to do films on Ukrainian subjects. That film particularly was interesting because we had to go up north, northern Quebec, and we found the first internment camp. I was shocked that internment camps existed in Canada. And this is because of a book by Dr. Maronchak in Manitoba that we bought, and a history of Ukrainians in Canada,
the big, thick
Yes, exactly.
Volume.
And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have known about this story at all. And that provoked me later on to say, well, this is a big subject. We should do a film on a larger scale about the whole issue of internment. And that's how Freedom Had a Price came about. I'm not planning, let's say, to go across Canada with it, but time doesn't permit me to go for this, for these screenings, as we're coming out now with Genocide Revealed. It's the English version of Okradna Zemlya. We have fantastic actors in there. We were blessed to have Graham Greene. He's a native, and I thought he was very appropriate because the lands of the natives were also taken away from them, and the same way Ukrainian lands were taken away from us, you know. So I thought, symbolically for me, it worked to have him, you know. I always look for symbolism, and it took a long time also to do the English translation. We had, it's very precise. It has to fit not only with the image, but but it has to be the right translation. And the thing that I wanted to say about Genocide Revealed was we're hoping to make also a 52-minute, 30-second for schools version.
Now,
that's the next project after the...
With Genocide Revealed, rather than the Ukrainians in Quebec, will that be... You'll be doing some screenings across Canada?
I believe...
The intention is?
Yeah, the intention is, of course, to screen that one, because I think, especially now in Ukraine with the political situation there, I think we should definitely screen it wherever we can. We already have sent the film to different festivals. We're awaiting a word if we will be accepted or not. It's extremely difficult to get into a festival. There's a pre-selection committee, depending who's on the jury and all that. Other filmmakers, and sometimes they range from 1,000 to 4,000. So if your film makes it in the first top five, it's fantastic. One important aspect that I have to mention is that films like Ukradna Zemlya, Bereza Kartuska, Genocide Revealed, could not be done without the help of the community. This is absolutely impossible. Normally, a film, even when it is put out in Canada, is helped by the NFB, which has vast amount of money for their budget. Canada devotes a lot of money for culture. Ukraine should devote a lot of money for culture. And unfortunately, we have to rely on Ukrainian organizations to help us out. And individuals. It occasionally gets support from individuals, like a check of $200. Well, that $200 will pay for even transportation, like for the films to festivals. The festivals alone will cost us over $3,000. Then if you win, you have to fly there and represent your film. It's not that you promote yourself in that instance. You try to promote the Ukrainian problems and for people to know about what happened to Ukrainians in the 30s, let's say, with this film.
So if there are any listeners out on Nash Holos, they would be able to go to your website and contact you if there was an interest, say Ukrainians in Australia, if they were interested.
Well, we certainly try to organize screenings throughout the States and Canada and Europe and Australia. We try to get some minor admission for the people to see the film. You have to understand the precarious situation we're in. These films are available, yes, but they're not paid. We still have huge debts on it. Some people have not been paid even yet, but I still owe money for their services. Ukrainians of Quebec was never paid. Freedom Had a Price was never paid. Bereza never paid. Ukradna Zemlya, Genocide Revealed. But all the money we collect goes back into the film production, or goes back to making the DVD, or at minimally the people that worked on it. A lot of the times these films were made with my own money. I would work in the private industry on different films. All the money I would make out of that, quarters of it would go to finance my own films.
And then the rest would feed the family.
The rest would feed the family and pay the mortgage. And many times I actually remortgaged. I think I remortgaged my house about four times.
Today on Nash Holos, we met with award-winning filmmaker Yuri Lohavey. To learn more about his projects and to acquire any of his films, log on to his website at www.yluhovy.com.
Just поглядав, живись поглядав іншу дівчиноньку. Гей, гей, живись поглядав, живись поглядав іншу дівчиноньку. Живись поглядав, бо я си вже знайшла, більше тя не буду оченьками пасла. Шукай с іншої, шукай с іншої, коль я ти не мила. Шукай с іншої, шукай с іншої, коль я ти не мила.
and that is a wild and crazy group from Ukraine called Brate Hajdukine. That means the Vipers Brothers, as yes, as in snakes. And this is a group that's been around for at least 20 years. This is from their last CD called Shchaslivoye Dorohe, which means bon voyage in Ukraine. And that was the Immigrant Song. And before them, you heard songstress Sofia Fedina. She is from the Lemko region bordering Poland and Ukraine. And this is from a CD of Lemko folk songs. It's called Tam Pid Horom I Moim Ridnim Kraju, which means they're beyond the mountains or under the mountains, under the hills, is my native land. And that song that you heard from her was Yak Yasi Zaspivam, When I Sing. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada for PCJ Radio. A group of lovely young ladies from Ukraine. They call themselves Ukrainochka, and this is from a CD called Bohinya Kohanya, Bohinya Krese, which means goddess of love, goddess of beauty. And that was their Ukrainianized version of a traditional American folk song. Of course, we all know is You Are My Sunshine, and in Ukrainian, Oy Tam Na Hori, which means Oh on the Hill. Different words, same melody. We all know and love it. Well, up next, we're going to bring it back to Canada, to Dauphin, Manitoba, the Ukrainian heartland of Canada, and somebody by the name of Denis Leshinsky, who will regale you now with a traditional Ukrainian folk song called Oy Pit Hayim Hayim.
Pit hayim 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 dan lene kem tam morala yukinoin ko walakim jone kem tam morala yukinoin ko walakim jone kem Oy ara la ra la nimi la ora te zaprasila ko ta tenko na pandu chi ha te zaprasila ko Thank you. матче знає, на що він моргає. Чи на чорній волі, а чи на корові, чи на моїй білій личку, чи на чорній брові, чи на моїй білій личку, чи на чорній брові. Позичаю білі лицько, чорні брови, нині не зичаю. Білі лицько, чорні брови, нині не зичаю. Ой, від гаєм, гаєм, гаєм з одниненьким. Там морала дівчинонько великим чорненьким. Там морала дівчинонько великим чорненьким.
Very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe. Tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Radio. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ website, which is pcjmedia.com, and you can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the local Vancouver broadcast and all the local goings on at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, and that's NASHHOLOS. And just a reminder to do tune in to the other PCJ programs at the website there, including the new news program that Keith and I co-host called Media Network Plus about the global communications and media industry. And we're very happy to be offering transcripts of that program now on the Media Network Plus blog, and that is medianetworkplus.wordpress.com, and you can also find a link to it on the PCJ website. Our time together is just about up, but before I leave you some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Політика і жіноча мода майже ті самі прикметі мають. Кожнісінького року кілька разів себе міняють. And our proverb of the week translates as politics and women's fashions are the same. They change several times a year. Well, that about wraps up our program, so I will leave you with one last toe-tapping tune, and it's by the West Coast Dulcimer Duo from right here in the Fraser Valley, and it will be the Mukachevo Kolomeka. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do побачення.